The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we welcome you back to the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. John Dinkins here with Michael Voss, the assistant coach at Blackman High School, where the Blaze keep rolling here. And coaches, really, I think Brian talked to you last, so we haven't seen you since Christmas, but had a good Christmas break and had got some action in and very successful. And your last, I guess, Waverly Central, Harding Academy, all of those were wins and rather, you know, easy wins, I guess. I hate to use the word easy, but wins that were satisfying,
well,
I guess.
Yeah, it was a really well done tournament by Hickman County. The guys over there, Mike Smith and their athletic director, put on a really good tournament, and it was three pretty competitive games. We ended up stretching them out kind of towards the end of each one, but it was good for our guys to get over there, get to play 3 days in a row over the break, and win a tournament.
You started district play on the 4th and had wins over a very good Laverne team, which has been kind of the last couple of years. They've really been a thorn to you guys in terms of playing tight games, close games, and you came out with an 8-point win there. I think that was a huge test, and a win over at Smyrna. So you've been on the road for the most part. I'm sorry, you were at home with Smyrna, yeah,
place.
And then Oakland last night. And I want to talk a little bit about Laverne. They're a scary team, aren't they?
They're a scary team. Their guards are really, really good. They got two big men that really go and are really, really physical and go and attack the glass and give us. They gave us all kinds of issues. The Reese kid and the Horner kid whipped us all night the other night. Played really, really well. I mean, they got guards that can penetrate, that can shoot. I mean, they're a very good team. They'll get after you defensively. And so, yeah, they cause us a bunch of issues.
The Smyrna team's another team that is capable of playing very, very well. They're very young, though. And when you take your senior experience against them, I think a lot of times it can look like they're overmatched. But at the same time, they could come back in round two and give you fits.
Well, the thing you realize about Smyrna, you got to realize about them, is I think they're starting four sophomores and a junior or some combination of there. I don't think they've got any seniors that start. I could be wrong on that. But they're a young team that you can sit there and look and say, man, these are some good basketball players. They're good athletes that are going to be. When you look at the future there, you're looking at a really, really bright future. And the Gonda in the middle is a heck of a high school post. He gets a lot of stuff done. And he gave us issues all night long the other night. And then their guards can put the ball on the floor and get to the rim. They've got a really good team.
Do they remind you of another team that you were associated with a couple of years ago?
They do a little bit. They do a little bit. It'll be interesting to see how they develop over the next couple of years. But I think they'll develop. You know, they like to play. All that group has done is win. They won the freshman tournament last year. Coming into district play, I'm wanting to say they were 11-3 somewhere along in there. I mean, all they've done is win. They're going to get it figured out in district, and they're going to be a really scary team come tournament time.
We were talking to Kevin Woodson earlier in the broadcast this morning, and we were talking about he was trying to reach consistency level, not playing in spurts. Does having a senior team like you guys have and have been together for a long time, it kind of prevents a lot of those offensive letdowns? Or, I mean, there always seems to be somebody, maybe it's Thompson, it could be Rogan, it could be Cousins. There's always somebody that seems to pick up the offensive slack when somebody's struggling.
Well, it's we're a team that we got a lot of weapons. I mean, we've got six seniors and six juniors playing. And then a couple of sophomores in the regular rotation. I mean, we've got a bunch of good players. And on any given night, you know, if one guy's having a little bit of an off night, we've been fortunate in that we've had somebody step in and step up and start making plays and fill in that role.
first game we broadcast was Rogan score hit six threes, I think, and then
yeah,
the night y'all set that.
Game.
Yeah,
that was the Brentwood game, and the thing about that one was he'd been in a slump until then. I think he, I think he'd been about 1 for 10 in his last three or four games before that, and it's just one of those nights where hey, he woke up and got the hot hand and played well. KJ Dowdy has played great throughout the year. We've had a bunch of guys step up and elevate their game. And it's been really fun to watch and see. And the one thing you know is you're going to get six or seven guys every night that's going to give you a great effort. And it's going to be a fun team to watch.
And speaking of young players, Juwan Jennings had a great game last night. And something I think that's overlooked by you guys a lot of times because of how good you are offensively is your defense. Interior defense is really good. You know, you get good guard play defensively, and it seems like when you bring another group in, you bring a whole entire group in just about. You just don't miss a beat. Everybody seems to be on the same plane.
Yeah, we're playing eight basically in our regular rotation and have a ninth and a tenth that we mix in a little bit. But, you know, when you're talking about Juwan is a great athlete, and he's going to be he's already a good basketball player, but by the time this thing's all said and done with his work ethic and the kind of kid he is, he's going to be a very, very good basketball player for us. One of the, you know, and he's a good football player too now, so he's got a really bright future ahead of him as far, athletically, and he's going to be fun to watch over the next couple of years.
I notice Cousins is starting to get into the mix a little more now and getting, I guess, basketball shape, and he contributed in double figures last night. The thing that I guess I'm so amazed by, and last night, an Oakland team that you had to be worried about, they're athletic, and they can match up on the boards a little bit, but Darius Thompson, and I made this comment, and it may not be right, but I said it last night on the air, Darius takes what the defense gives him. If they're trying to work him outside to keep him from shooting out, he starts penetrating and driving. He's one of the best passers I've ever seen in high school ball, and his peripheral vision is uncanny. Just a gifted athlete, but it seems like that's the mentality of your whole team. You take what the defense gives you. If they're trying to shut one thing down, you all have an alternate game plan.
Well, the best thing about this team is just the fact that it's the most unselfish team I've ever been around. They don't care who gets the credit. They don't care what plays it takes to win the game. They're going to make the plays to win the game. And if it's Darius penetrating and scoring, or if it's Darius penetrating and passing, if it's KJ, you know, KJ's had some great plays where he's penetrated in, he's kicked it out to guys for rhythm threes. I mean, our guys are just they're doing all the little things right that it takes to win games and to, you know, to make it a special deal where everybody is involved, and it's really fun to be around.
There's so much fun to watch. I know the play, and I hate to bring it up because it was really flashy. It was cool, but they put it up against the backboard, and I thought, oh well, that's not good because it wasn't the best backboard, you know, lob up there. And all of a sudden, I see, and I think it's Darius. His hand comes from nowhere and his reach, and he slam dunks it. And that was probably one of the most prolific plays I think I've ever seen in high school. The fact that he caught it for one thing, and then to able to put it back in the basket.
Yeah, it probably wasn't the. I've told some of those guys, we've sat there and talked about it, and it was one of those, well, if you're going to do it, you better make sure it works, because if it doesn't,
that's right,
it's not going to go well for you. That won't end well at all. And that one just happened to work. We got a bunch of guys that sit there and like, that's part of them having fun, and just they look for things to do, and it's a group that can do things that I've never seen done on a basketball floor with a high school team before.
And a chance that for him to make, he could have made, probably gone in for the layup, but he was looking at his teammate down the floor.
I'll be honest, I thought when he looked back, what he was going to try and do was, I thought he was going to try and drive it, and because he's never gotten a dunk in a game, I thought he was going to try and dunk one. And then the next thing you know, he threw a bad pass off the backboard, and Darius helped a little bit. I shouldn't say a bad pass. I thought it was a little high, but Darius, you know, he's a great athlete and just came out of nowhere and grabbed it and dunked it. It was a neat play to watch. It got our student section going just a little bit.
Yeah, it was and it still was rattling. I mean, the buzz in the crowd lasted for at least a minute or two after that. And Darius is one of those guys, if you see him on the street walking, you never know, I mean, what kind of athlete he is. I mean, he just is a normal kind of kid. I mean, just soft-spoken.
It goes back to his personality is kind of the personality of the team. He's very low-key. You would never know if you walked up and talked to him that he's the best player on our team and one of those guys that's getting very highly recruited. And he's deserved everything that he's gotten because he's worked his butt off for the last 3 years. All of our guys have. You know, we got six seniors, and our goal is at the end of the year for all six to be playing college ball somewhere if they want to. And it's a really special group when you talk about our captains, Darius, Alec McMiller, and Josh Mayer. KJ has obviously filled a great role for us over the last couple of years. Quindell, cousin, coming back from his knee injury. He's a great rebounder, great energy guy. And then the transfer we got, Justin Coleman. I mean, you're talking about six seniors that can play, that are very good players, and that are not only good players, but they're great kids, and they're fun to be around.
We're talking to Michael Voss of the Blackman Blaze. Michael, you're undefeated in the district now. Now, big matchup coming up Tuesday night at Siegel. And Siegel has looked really, really good defensively and forcing the issues for the other teams. But how much better are they, and how much better are you, I guess? I mean, I guess the question is, they look really good, and they match up, I guess, anybody in the district, they probably match up as well as anybody with you.
Well, they're improved. They're very improved from last year, too. Their point guard, the Jones
right.
kid, has made them. I think where Trayton Harris was a very good player last year, I think Jones has made them even a little bit more better, and it may be because the kids around him, you know, Robert Brandon and Charles Clark, those guys, I think they've all gotten a lot better, too. And so what I think Tuesday night is going to be, I think it's going to be a heck of an environment to be in. You want to see a hoop game that's probably going to go down to the last minute, and that's going to be a great battle between two, you know, you're talking to what I think is two top five teams in the state. It's going to be a great, great game on a Tuesday night. It'll be really fun to watch.
The atmosphere will probably be unbelievable. I know they bring a big, huge crowd, and you guys will too. You all travel well, and there's going to be just the intensity there. Should just be unbelievable.
Oh, there'll be a buzz in the air for this one, I've got no doubt. You know, we'll have we probably had about 200 students show up last night. I'd be willing to bet for this game we may have about three or four show up. It'll be really interesting to see what the environment's like, you know, and who all is there. You know, the other thing has been which college coaches are coming in to watch. You know, there's just a great buzz about our basketball team right now, and there'll be a really big buzz about it Tuesday night when we're playing Siegel, because it's two, like I said, two of the best teams in the state going head to head against each other in the same district.
You managed last year to do a good job of containment defensively. I thought you did really well, but I think the biggest thing that you guys do, their press doesn't seem to affect you guys as much as it does the other teams, and that comes down to Darius and the senior leadership and all those kids that have played so much and play together, and the fact they don't panic.
Well, the thing that helps us really and truthfully is not the fact they're quicker than us pretty much at every spot, but what we are is Darius is, I mean, he's a 6'4 point guard. And he's a great passer. So he's so long, he can see over the press. Same thing, KJ's probably about 6 foot, 6'1". Alex about 6 foot. I mean, we've got guys that can see over the press and guards that can sit there and handle the ball and make plays. And when we get, you know, like last year, we had a couple of situations. Terrence Smotherman comes, jumps up, meets a ball in the press that was really and truthfully a bad pass, but he goes and meets it and basically bails out our guards. Well, that's what we got to have from our bigs going into Tuesday night. We're going to have to meet every pass. We know that there's going to be a ton of pressure. we're going to have to run through balls because Siegel's going to try and run through balls defensively, and that's what really gets them going is they want to play in transition, get steals, get rebounds, blow with it, and go and try and get quick buckets. And so it'll be – we've got to get our personality into the game, but I think we can. And like I said, we get our personality into the game, it's going to be a really good game on a
– So far, it looks like a carbon copy of last year in terms of – standings and where everybody's seated right now.
I think it is. Last year Siegel was undefeated in league. We were undefeated in league going into this game, and this was really the one you looked at and said this is what tilted the league in our favor, was being able to get this one right out at the first one right out of the gate.
I want to say a little something about your head coach. Nothing bad, but I'm going to ask you something about him. Late in the game, you had a comfortable lead. The third team is in, but he never quits coaching, and that's what I admire about somebody like that. That Barry just was down there pulling people out if they didn't do what they were supposed to do, just as if they were the starters. And I got to admire a person like that that shows interest. I mean, shows actually. You know, he's not sitting on the bench and just letting the game run out. He's actually up there coaching those guys. Because he knows about the future.
Well, that's part of it. Part of it is looking to next year, and those guys are going to be, you know, you look at, we're losing six seniors. Well, those guys and five seniors starting, well, those guys are going to be the ones playing next year. And it's not only that. They're one injury away from being in the regular rotation, and so they've got to be able they've got to give us their best effort every time they step out on the floor. And it's a very talented group. That I believe really and truthfully would be starting almost anywhere else if it wasn't for the fact that they're playing behind our guys right now. I think they could go to any other high school in the county, in almost every high school in the state, and be playing more minutes immediately. But another part of what has made this group special is the fact that you sit there and they bought into what we're doing, and you know, some of our most competitive things are when we scrimmage in practice, because that group goes just as hard at the first group as the first group goes at them, and it makes for some great, we've had some great practices this year from that standpoint. They are a big reason and a big part of what has helped us be as good as we are right now, because they make us better in practice every day. And like I said, they're one injury away from being in that regular rotation, so we got to have them ready as if they're ready to play on Tuesday and Friday nights this year.
Every everyday person doesn't really understand how important it is for that bench to be so strong that you have good practices, because there's some teams that have trouble finding five people to put on the floor that can even challenge them enough to make them better.
No, if you can go out, I mean, that's where you get issues with a bunch of teams, is you go out, you put your first five together, well, the second five can't compete, and things come easy in practice. Well, when they come easy in practice, sometimes it's a shock when you get in the game, because you're like, well, this worked in practice, why isn't it working now? And it's not working because of who you're going against in practice. Where with our guys, we run stuff in practice, and sometimes it's got a better chance of working in the game than it does in practice, just because of who we're going against. But it's been the most competitive group that from top to bottom, the first 15 we've got that I've ever seen put together on a high school team.
Well, good luck to you against Siegel. It's at Siegel. We'll be there. And, again, the atmosphere should be great, but I got a feeling your seniors will handle that atmosphere okay.
Well, I think that we'll be fine. You know, one thing we've done is we've kind of embraced being on the road. It started with the Franklin game, where we went into a great environment. We embraced that. They had a good student section. Siegel's going to have a great crowd. We're going to have a great crowd. You know, it'll be, and if you're just looking for if you're just an average fan looking for the best game to go to on Tuesday night, I honestly believe one of the best games in the state is going to be held right over here at Siegel at 7:30 that night.
Well, it should be an awesome contest. Michael, appreciate it as always, and good luck Tuesday night.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Michael Boss, the head coach, or excuse me, the assistant coach of Blackman Blaze. See, when you get to be on the air a lot, you get the title, you know. So tell Barry, you know, show up sometime.
All right. I'll put that in his ear that you let that slip. We'll see how that one goes.
Yeah, tell him it's a Freudian slip.
We'll see how that one goes over in the office.
Yeah, he probably won't speak to me next week. All right, Michael Boss of Blackman, and when we come back, I think Brian Barrett's going to be talking to Oakland as we continue here with the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.